In this special mini-series, we're helping you to get ready for a calm Christmas alongside your canine, so there can be less woofs and more wags this festive season. Join Linda next for today's quick tip to create your own sense of calm during the chaos of Christmas.
Hi there, welcome back to the 12 Days of Stressmas. Today I might surprise you because my tip today for us humans is to get out during Christmas. What on earth do I mean by that? What I mean is that too much togetherness is not a good thing. Remember, I talked already about being crowded makes people tend to be more aggressive. In my next tip, I will be talking a little bit about how too much togetherness engenders competition that isn't very healthy or pleasant. So you need a balance. You need time with others, but you need time alone. So if you can, you need to make sure that two out of three ingredients are included in your daily time out. One is to be outside in natural light, or at least in the nature that's out there. The second is movement, to walk or jog or whatever feels, to walk your dog, whatever feels comfortable to you. And the third is social contact. You don't have to do that every time, but social contact with those who are not the guests is really magical because it renews your perspective. So you suddenly realize, gosh, you know what? I'm picking on my sister when she's just had a baby. She must feel terrible. I'm being a little bit shirty with my mother when she's gone to so much trouble. Whatever it is, it gives you perspective. It strengthens your sense of identity, because one of the difficult things at Christmas is that we're trying to have multiple identities. We're trying to be a son or a daughter, probably. We're probably maybe a grandson or a granddaughter. We're probably a parent. We're probably a partner. Oh my goodness, and you're trying to mix all those together. So it gives you a bit of perspective on that too. And if you socialize, it gives you a chance for some extra oxytocin, the bonding hormone. So it's so good to get out each day. For what? How much time? Well, you remember I only suggested that you have two or three fixed points altogether in a day. So really you have a lot of time, but the minimum is 20 minutes. You need 20 minutes to bring down a state of anxiety, to get over an urge to say things you would regret. That's called a compulsion. So that's the minimum. What you do with it is fairly much up to you. But as I say, if you can incorporate movement, being outdoors, and or socializing, two of those three, you will get the maximum benefit. So what's my tip for today, for the 12 days of Stressmas? Get out.